and I'm in full support of Coach Sperano, and you know, I look forward to you know, playing under him now.
He's one of the best coaches I've had in my career. A guy who really understands how to get the players motivated, get us all on the same page, and you know, he knows how to win games. He's turned a lot of programs around, and it's kind of crazy what's going on right now, but we're excited to have him and follow his lead.
The number one reason why Austin Howard is an Oakland Raider, his association with Tony Sperano previously in New York, and he brought him in to play right guard for the Raiders. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa rejoined by Jim Plunkett. Time for our Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. We're talking to the coach about third down woes on offense and defense. This is a third and one play, the game in London. Raiders have the lead at 7-3. I think this is where the game got away from the Raiders, Jim, as they try to go to Jermaine Olawale on a quick hitter here. It does not work on third and one.
No, it doesn't, and you're right. It was one of the turning points of the game early in the game when the Raiders have the lead right here. Gabe Jackson misses his block, allows number 98 to cross his face and fill the hole, and Olawale cannot get the first down.
Now, that is Jared Odrick, who just will jump in the A-gap as Gabe Jackson, who's had a great year, just gets beat badly, Jim, and the play is stood up. Philosophically, you don't like the quick hitter to the fullback, do you?
I do not. I usually like a lead back leading the way in case somebody does fill a hole, just that like happened now, and the fullback can go in, clean it up, allow the running back to try and get the first down off of that. So I think it's a much better play for me, from my standpoint, looking at it, having played a number of years. I just like the lead back leading the way, let the halfback fill the hole and make a first down.
And it speaks to the Raiders' woes on third down conversions on offense. They are converting just 33%, which is not nearly good enough. Conversely, on defense, Jim, the Raiders are allowing 50% conversion rate on third down, which is one of the worst in pro football. Here against Miami, it is a third and 12. The Raiders bring Charles Woodson. They bring Brandon Ross. They bring a linebacker, they bring pressure, but they don't force the hot throw short enough to get off the field on third and 12.
No, and Brandon Ross is coming off the edge trying to put pressure on Tannehill right here, but Tannehill does a great job of standing in the pocket with somebody in his face under pressure and getting the ball off for a first down, 14-yard pickup, and the Miami Dolphins maintain possession of the football, which, as you mentioned, has been awful for the Raiders so far this year.
Yeah, they attack Jim DeCheckwell the whole game, a simple outcut. Now, this is something the opponents are doing to the Raiders when they're in a long down and distance situation. They're bringing pressure, forcing the hot throw, and then rallying up and tackle. When the Raiders do it here, they're bringing Charles Woodson, they're bringing Brandon Ross, they're bringing seven. Miami's still, or bringing eight, actually. Miami's blocking seven. They don't get there in time.
No, they don't. And that's one of the problems that the Raiders have to find a way to cure and get to the quarterback, put pressure on him, make him throw the shorter pass so that if he does catch the ball, he's going to be tackled short of the first down.
In the first four games of the season, Jim, the Raiders are allowing the opponent quarterbacks to hit on 72% of their throws. That's got to stop.
It certainly has to. You're getting beyond the realm of possibility almost there. In four games, 72% plus, and you've got to find a way to put pressure on the quarterback. And when you do it this way, you know, he might get the ball off, he might not, but you got to find a way to get pressure just with a four-man rush. Put pressure on that quarterback, make him throw him when he doesn't want to, and that'll help cut down that percentage.
And the challenge in the Raiders' next game is Philip Rivers. He was right at about 70% last year and above 70% this year. One of the most accurate quarterbacks in pro football, and the Chargers are off to a great start at 3-1. They're going to play the New York Jets this weekend while the Raiders rest up and get back to playing football next week off the bye week. In fact, the next two will be at home at the O.co against the Chargers a week from Sunday, then the Arizona Cardinals after that. For Jim Plunkett and the new head coach of the Raiders, Tony Sperano, I'm Greg Papa. Thanks for your time this week on the Silver and Black Show. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll see you next week to get you ready for the Raiders and the San Diego Chargers.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades, presented by Silver and Black Productions.